Say What? Say What radio show. With no agenda. It's always a surprise. But if we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.
And welcome to the Say What Show. It is July 4th, 2020. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Dolly Howard, Jan Shaw, and Barbara White. So, we're going to have an interesting show just because all four of us are here, and it is the 4th of July. I actually would be on the TV watching because they're going to have another event in Washington to for the Great America. I don't know what it, you know, going to bring back. I don't know what it is, but Dolly, you tell them why you're not watching it.
Because I'm on this show and because I got pissed off.
Well, just don't leave it like that. You got to expand.
Well,
yes.
I expected more last night. The big buildup. Trump saying, oh, something big's going to happen. Just wait. Something really big's going to happen. All this big stuff. There wasn't anything big except for the president's heads. I was really disappointed in last night after all the buildup. And I don't believe the buildup they've done for tonight. I'm having a snit right now.
I have to agree with her. It was I didn't think he was as exciting as he often is.
No.
It was kind of, I mean, well, Jan, you said you heard that, you haven't seen it, but you heard that people did think it was a great speech.
Yeah, there were quite a few comments on Twitter about, you know, how good it was. Of course, the fake news media were trying to say it was divisive and all the rest of it, and the usual crap about how racist he is and all the rest of it, but the Trump supporters seem to like it. I think those in the know, as it were, the fully awake, you know, that follow Q and everything, were all hoping that JFK Jr. would appear. But, of course, that didn't happen, and hoping that there'd be some announcement about the gold standard and Nasara Jassar and all the rest of it, but that didn't happen. But, you know, it's all about timing. Timing is everything, he says. And certainly the timing of the Maxwell arrest is very interesting. So maybe it's got to wait for more of this information to come out before it's time to announce anything big.
Did
you see the Rushmore speech?
Well, you know, I don't have TV, right?
Oh, that's right.
I don't know any mainstream, but my sister sent me a short 8-minute clip of one of the generals. And, you know, he was talking about Trump always, first of all, he has a strategy, of course, and Trump always looks like he's going to lose just before he wins. And I wondered about the JFK thing, too. And I thought, you know what, I bet they don't bring that out till closer to the end. And I suspect that the big news is really going to come out right at the end so that, you know, we all change our minds, we meaning they, all change our minds and, you know, vote differently than what they thought they were going to vote.
Well, actually, so, you know, I'm believing that they have to do it at the convention, before the convention. You know, you have to say, John's alive and he's going to be vice president. I think that Pence would be the perfect person. Of course, I've got a bad track record because I thought they might display one of the new spacecraft, you know, last night. That's what I was banking on, not JJ, but, you know, that they were going to have this, you know, flyby, because he kept talking about the flyby, and that they would just come in with a brand. Yeah, this is the first new vehicle of the Space Force, you know, and it'd come in and it'd, you know, play the song, ding, 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 thing. Look like a saucer, you know, something like that. That's what I wanted to see, for crying out loud. They saw, you know, nothing like that. However, I do, from a just a practical sense, think that you have to tell the people that you're going to change vice presidents before you continue and do the ballots and all this stuff. So I would think that the best way to do it at this point is for Pence to come out and say, it's been an honor to work for the president, but I've been holding space for this man. And, you know, then you know, there's a psychic out there, Yutsava, U-T, I spelled her name wrong on the promo last couple nights ago, U-T-S-A-V-A. And she is, there's a lot of psychics, a lot of mediums out there, but few of those people are getting their videos taken off of YouTube. But she was, and in fact, she was having a problem with some of the other alternative video sites. And so I, you know, paid attention, and she had said things earlier that now are absolutely true. But now she is confirming that this is happening and this is happening, but she's also giving you links, like a good researcher would, to prove that she said it. So how do I know if this is coming from a higher energy sense, or is it just that you're a good researcher? But she says, this is different than, you know, what you can research. She says that she doesn't think anybody's going to run against the president in November. And she keeps going back to that. I don't see anybody running up against him. And if you were to put John Jr. On the ballot, I suspect it would be so shocking and so demoralizing to the people that really hate Trump that they would either just throw up their hands and give up, or they would go, oh my God, maybe Trump isn't the demon I think he is. And then you would have so many people just, you know, going to the polls. I mean, he wasn't even running in the primaries, and they had more people come out and vote for him than when somebody's actually has somebody running up against him. You know, they kept saying, well, he's got, look what did with him, you know, like, how did Trump do this? People going out of their way, you know, well, maybe they're just good Republicans and they're voting their ticket, you know, I don't know. Maybe they are.
Well, maybe all the opposition will be arrested by then.
Well, I thought that too.
Often, you know, Pelosi, I mean, they're all corrupt. So, you know, you never know with all this D-class coming out that they'll all be in Gitmo or in handcuffs or ankle braceleted or something. So, who knows? Of course, if they announce Nasara Jassara and the New Republic, then that's a whole different ball game anyway. So,
what do you know? I know there's a lot of that coming out again. You want to just kind of, you know, give us a snapshot of what you're talking about when you say those words?
Well, Nasara is National Economic Security and is it Reformation Act? And Jassara is the global version. And, you know, there's been a lot about Trump taking over the Fed, and they obviously want to get rid of the central banks that are all cabal. But there's a whole list of things that that would be introduced, like a debt jubilee, like abolishing income tax. There'd just be a tax on new purchases, excluding things like food and medical supplies and things like that. And so it's a real shake-up of the whole system globally. And it's a, you know, a lot of what Trump's been doing, in my view, is by, you know, making overtures to all these different countries that we've previously been either at war with or on very bad terms with, like North Korea and the rest of them. It's got to be a global coordination of moving to a different financial system. But it goes hand in hand with restoring the republic. And if that's the case, apparently there is the incumbent president would step down and there would have to be a new election under a new, the you know, the true republic within 120 days. So a lot of people are speculating that, you know, if you count back from November 3rd, that were, I can't remember the exact date they've extrapolated, but it's a date in July. So everybody's kind of saying, oh, you know, let's get Nasara Jassara and then we can restore the republic, etc., etc. And, you know, it's really, it also, the Nasara Jassara is really about, you know, redistributing the wealth that's been stolen from all of us by the deep state and the cabal and the Illuminati, and introducing the, you know, the basic income. So people will get an amount every month and so on and so forth. So it would really be bringing in a whole new system.
Well, you know that, you know, well, what do you know about the king thingy? The king. Did you see the most recent interview with him?
No, I haven't really been drawn to follow that because it doesn't really resonate with me. And, you know, the idea of a new king to me goes against the whole of this, you know, ascension process paradigm shift, because it's just another figurehead in an existing system. I mean, I do think something's been going on with the royal family, you know, the fact that the Queen and Prince Philip are shut away. I mean, I actually listened to part of an interview with Magenta Pixie, and she was saying that, you know, it could well be that he has some, you know, royal connections, royal blood, but she doesn't see him, you know, stepping into a role as a monarch. And, you know, I think we've seen enough of these royal families to have had enough for many lifetimes. So, and there have been reports that have been quite derogatory about him from his family. I can't remember the details exactly, but, you know, you have to question these people that come forward. It's a bit like the Steinbeck guy who came forward and claimed to be Q. I mean, I could tell immediately just from the energy of the guy and his attitude. And he put out a post that was supposed to be his Q post, and it was nothing like the kind of drops that Q puts out. And I didn't buy into that for a minute. So that's a long way of saying I haven't really spent any time on him. So,
well,
there you have it.
Interestingly enough, Dolly was given a YouTube link, and she sends it to me. And do you want me to tell a story, Dolly, or do you want to tell what you felt about it?
Well, I want you to tell the story, but let me say how I feel about it.
Okay, good.
Now.
Okay.
So you can tell how I felt then in the story. I've decided that this is not Jesus the second or the first. It's not Antichrist. It's just a guy looking at the money and the notoriety, because Antichrist will come in with a bang. He's not going to come in quietly. Sneak around and get sworn in as a king or anything like that. When the Antichrist knows, we're going to know it. Comes in, we're going to know it. Jesus says in the Bible, Jesus will come to us from the clouds and with horns blaring, and everyone will know. Everyone will see. So I eliminated this dude as being any of what he claimed to be, but it took me a long time to get here. So you go ahead, Nancy, with the story, please.
Well, it was an interview with this guy. What's his name? George Gregory? Gregory.
Yeah, Gregory.
And I'll have to put up the picture of this guy, but he's talking about all of these. Okay, let me get the story, because it was really Walt that explained the story more so than this video. Okay, some papers became available. Now, this is a story that were when Queen Victoria died, and it was given to somebody in his family. Well, those papers were never really looked at until 1989 or something, and it turned out that it was a chest of papers, and that it was proving that the royal family was not, that lineage was not the royal family at all, that it went through and ended up with him, this George guy. So the documents were investigated by a number of different agencies, and they all, you know, absolutely were proven to be real documents from way back in Victoria's time. So he then proceeds in the video to talk about a book, and it was some kind of a book that had, I don't know if it was a new chapter of a Bible or a different version of a Bible, but there was all this prophecy in it. And he's taking off these prophecies, and he's saying, and so then it happened in such and such, you know, he's proving that all of the things in this prophecy, you know, prophesizing the king, the new king, him, have happened. And so I'm watching this thing, and then there is another half of it, or, you know, not quite a half, where he's talking. The first time he was talking to one guy, and the second time there was a bunch of people there, but he was doing all the talking. And in the first one, I started to get the creep feel. You know, like, what am I? He was creeping me out. And so, you know, but it seemed like Dolly was impressed with it, and wait until the second part. So I wait until the second part. And then when I see him in that role, it struck me like he was kind of a goofy clown-like character. And so I'm still trying to figure out, you know, is this a good guy, a bad guy? You know, Dolly sometimes says these things different than I do, and she's right, I'm wrong. So what is this? And then the woman who put this together ends it, and I'm listening to it, and I'm reading it, and it was the prophecy of the Antichrist in the Revelations. So I'm going, because, I mean, the way it started out with this woman saying, I thought you should know this information, you know, I thought she was for him. And now it's like a warning about the Antichrist. But, you know, we all come to the conclusion that if this is the way that the Antichrist, and I disagree with you, Dolly, I think that the Antichrist is as sneaky as the devil. And that, you know, for all I mean, what if Trump turned into the Antichrist? That can't happen, but it would be like that, you know, that yeah. You would have somebody that was, you know, he claims to have been, this was the thing that got me really goosing out there. They're having this interview in the first hour of the video, and all of a sudden there's somebody on the, you know, outside of where they're sitting, and hands him a phone, and he gets on the phone, okay. And he says that this was a confirmation that the U.S. military has acknowledged him, him being the true heir to the throne of England. And then later on in this video, he says that at Donald Trump's last, which was the Oklahoma, rally, that he had said, Greg, great genes, Greg.
Gregory.
Gregory. And I actually heard Trump say that. I didn't know what it meant when he said it, you know, but, I mean, it looked to me like he was looking at somebody in the audience.
Yeah.
And said it, but, you know, I don't know. I heard Trump say it, so I know that at least that was a true rendition of what happened. Yes, he did indeed say it, but what did he mean by it? And then there was a story about this rainbow that came out of the sky on a certain date, and it you could see where it ends, the end of the rainbow. and at the end of the rainbow was a cemetery, and the name on the cemetery was, I think, his name, right?
I think so. I got so confused by that point, I didn't know if I was up or down.
But anyway, we all sort of thought, well, if this is the way the Antichrist thinks that they're going to, he is going to worm his way into the drama that's going down, he made a very big, big, big error, because, like you just stated, you know, we ain't going to have these kings in there. So what's the king thing? No popes, yeah. No kings. You know, forget all these people trying to lead us. This is not what this is about. This is about us taking back our power as the Republic. And this time, we're going to be responsible. This time, we're going to pay attention. This time, we're not going to take civics out of the schools.
But, I don't know, the way they're burning everything down. Who knows?
Well, now, wait a minute. Are they still burning things down?
I don't know. I haven't been watching. I got so pissed off.
Oh, see.
I don't know.
No, because when, okay, so they're having the peaceful organizations, you know, the marches and stuff. And then all of a sudden, there's a group of people behind the protesters who start throwing stuff at the cops. All right? And the next thing you know, there's bedlam. And then it proceeds to be absolutely organized anarchists burning and looting, and specifically burning and looting small businesses and those people of color and, you know, immigrants area, you know, that this is not immigrants new, the old ones, you know, burning down the very people that you're supposed to be supporting. You know, which is just, like, insane. But it was very, very organized. And that went on for 3 nights. And then all of a sudden, that stops. And that's because the federal government went in and arrested these people. And the president told us that when he was having an interview with Hannity, and he's having this offstage walk looking at this new shipbuilding thing that they were in. And the president said, oh, yeah, they arrested a bunch of those people, hundreds of them. I said to him, well, don't you think we should tell people this? And they said, we're the police. We have to make sure that we get all the information so that we can convict them. Oh, okay, says the president. And then a few days later, there was the interim director of Homeland Security. I don't remember his name. But he was on, and he said, yeah, we've arrested hundreds of them. And so the person interviewing him got all excited. Well, who are they? How many? Oh, I don't have that information. Well, if I call your office, can I get it? Yeah, sure, we'll give it to you. You know, but I haven't seen that come out, except at the speech last night when he said, you know, we've got these people, we're arresting these people, and he pointed to a few of them, I think, didn't he, last night?
How did he point to
Well, maybe I'm getting it, because I think I might be thinking about when the director did it, because he actually, he showed film of, well, pictures. It was a picture of this woman's hands, and the hands had tattoos on them. And then there was a picture of a statue being attacked and a woman on it, but there was like a couple of those, but you didn't see the woman's face or anything. And he said, we're using everything we can. And she said, this woman, we knew who she was in these pictures. She's the one taking it down, but we don't know who she is. But we have another picture of her, again, not with her face, but her hands. And we found her hands in Facebook and arrested her.
Yeah, but he didn't say that last night.
No, that wasn't last night. That's what I'm saying. I'm getting, was mixing it up with what the Homeland Director said.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was trying to keep up with you.
Yeah, but so, you know, the fact that it stopped so drastically fast was because they arrested these people. And my feeling is that they pretty much knew who they were to begin with. Now, I'm talking about the trained military people that were there, not the ones that, you know, the street mafia that decided, oh, this is a good opportunity for us to get into it. Too. And the people that they're citing as being, you know, the instigators that they've arrested are all kind of local people. They're not Antifa and other bad actors. So, yeah, even in the, you know, if you just take it to the 3D, there's a lot of things happening in the background. And, Jan, that show today was, I agree with you. It's such an important subject that you did have to spend the whole time on it.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many threads to this that, you know, this is why I wanted to go over the Ray Chandler stuff, because, you know, the focus is on Maxwell and Epstein, but there's so many other, you know, other organizations, other people involved, like the Nixium thing and the fact that Q put so much emphasis on Ray Chandler. So
okay,
I think,
who is Ray Chandler? Now we've got Epstein, who was the face of this organization. And now they think that Maxwell, well, you were, you know, talking about somebody saying that, you know, she might be the actual ringleader. She might have been handling Epstein. You know, and so, but who's this other guy, Chandler?
It's actually a girl, Rachel.
I'm sorry, yeah.
And I think she may have been a victim of Epstein at one point. Certainly, I think that's her background, that she was groomed and handled and everything. And I don't really, there's not that much background about her other than, you know, she's meeting with the same people that have been to, you know, connected with Epstein. And that by being in the organization, she's actually become a procurer. She's associated with this modeling agency, which if you look at the photographs of the people that are on display, I mean, they look as much like a model as a flipping snail. I mean, they look absolutely dreadful. They look like trafficking victims. So I think, you know, Alison Mack, of course, was convicted in relation to the Nixium case of recruiting people into this cult. And I think what the comparison is that, you know, in terms of what Alison Mack did to bring people into the Nixium organization is nothing compared to, you know, the level of procurement of these sex slaves that Rachel Chandler has been involved with.
So it's going to turn out that the evils of evils are females?
Well, some of them. But, you know, I think there's a lot of the other gender involved in this as well. But, you know, as in the press conference about the arrest by the new acting attorney, SDNY attorney, she was saying that, you know, with Maxwell, she was, because she was a woman, she was kind of getting these young girls to trust a woman. Well, of course, that was betrayed significantly by what she did. But it's, you know, it's probably far easier to entrap girls as a woman than it is as a man, because that would ease, you know, straight away put a red flag up. But, you know, that's the way they groom them. So, I mean, there are plenty of men out there that groom young girls, but I think it lowers the resistance if it's a woman.
Well, it's certainly going to blow the, you know, concept of okay, now the Q thing starts out and it's talking about stages, right? And it was ticking off a few of the things that have already happened. So as the secret stages happen, Q says, and now we're at 8. It'll tell you, you know, look at this, look at this, look at this, and now we're at 8. In other words, that's another stage, correct? Is that what's happening right now?
Yeah, I think it's on a week-by-week basis.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because he laid out, it was almost like a calendar of week 1 through week 10. And you know, I read the dropout in the show that week 1 was something and week 2, I think week 1 was Flynn, you know, having the case dropped or at least being dismissed by the Supreme Court. And it had 2 other weeks. But then, you know, these weeks take us to, in effect, where we are now. I think we're in week 10 now, because one of the anons linked something he said about marker 9 being this week with the arrest of Maxwell, because he'd said originally the first unsealed indictment, that will be the, you know, the start of the awakening. And I think people have said, you know, actually her indictment was sealed and it was unsealed when she was arrested. So it could be, you know, it's hinting at the likelihood that this is just the start and that, you know, there's going to be, as I said, an avalanche of information coming out about everybody that was connected to.
So next week we'll have another big arrest.
Well, that's what you're saying. Yeah, let's hope so.
You know, when I see it,
I'm kind of suspicious. I'm wondering if she hasn't been under house arrest from.
Yeah.
Right after the Epstein thing, because you pointed out, you know, she had 3 passports. Why didn't she leave? She could have been not, you don't extradite a French citizen easily, if at all. And
yeah, I have suspicion about that, because what if she was in France, if she was in Paris, why would she come back if there was that, you know, extradition law that stopped? I mean, presumably she was born in France. I don't know exactly, but she's got rather a French first name, Gillet.
She's a citizen of France.
Ah, right. Interesting.
So
I didn't know.
I'm pretty sure that was why they wouldn't you know, that she'd be safe if she went there, because the French don't really extradite their citizens to other countries. Right. This was what I understood.
Yeah, and had that weird photo of her supposedly at an In-N-Out burger in California, which, you know, the anons pulled to pieces and said, no, this is photoshopped. You know, and so many people were saying, why the hell hasn't this woman been arrested? But I wouldn't be surprised if that's true, Nancy, that she was under house arrest.
You know, they phony it up. They you know, they have her by this place, you know, so that, but she'd been under arrest and under control. And then they fired that attorney general, district attorney of New York, yep. Berman, who was supposedly in charge of that. And, you know, what, 2 weeks later, all of a sudden she's being brought in under arrest. So, you know, they
timing.
Really, it's all timing.
Yeah, and I think now, of course, you know, there was the list that that Q put out of all the other things that were being investigated by the SDNY, including the Wiener laptop and the Clinton Foundation and, you know, so many things that are so critical to all of this coming out. I mean, you know, as I said, Sidney Powell was saying in the speech that she made about, you know, the horrific stuff that was on this laptop and, you know, saying, you know, if I was Trump, I would give it to somebody trusted and go through the whole lot. So I think that is imminent. And also, you know, Flynn knows so much. And, you know, once the dismissal happens of his case, then, you know, he's there, he's unleashed. So, be interesting. You know, all these things are kind of coming together, aren't they? There's all these pieces of the puzzle, all these links in the chain that mean you get to the point of having everything so airtight that it can all come out because there's absolutely no defense against the evidence. And this is why it's taking so long, in my view. You know, they can't just randomly, you know, announce, well, we've arrested this person. They've got to have every little aspect of it tied together because, you know, as Trump said, the swamp is much deeper and wider than he thought it was. I'm not sure that's true, but I think he probably knew all along. But, you know, it has to be done in such a way that there's no escape.
And it's incredible how many limbs there are on that tree. And even though there's a gazillion limbs on the tree, or I should say leaves on the limbs on the tree, and they're all related in one way or another. It's incredible when you start trying to follow.
You mean related by bloodline? Or just interactions.
Bloodline, marriage. Bloodline.
And also people that have been entrapped into this. I mean, let's face it, when you look at the names of people that are supposed to have been involved, not only with Epstein, but with, you know, pedophilia in some shape or form, or corruption, you know, the corruption and the all of this are all tied together in my view. You know, it's the same old, you know, gang all
yes.
working together
yeah.
with different aspects to it. And I mean, look at Biden, for goodness sake. I mean, he's up to his neck in corruption in the Ukraine. But look at his, you know, his behavior over the years. You know, his behavior with these children and women. And, you know, there's been several interviews with an ex-Secret Service guy. And I'd read about this probably a couple of years ago about how he would parade around in front of the Secret Service agents, some of which were women. He'd parade around in the nude. And, I mean, the guy's a complete pervert, not to mention... that's assuming he's not dead already, of course, or, you know, a lot of people have said it looks like a body double. It doesn't look like the Biden as he used to be. But, you know, they're trying to keep him under wraps so that they can continue this fiction of how he's leading in the polls and he's going to beat Trump in November. I mean, the guy hasn't got a cat in hell's chance. And as you were saying earlier, Nancy, about, you know, how much support Trump had at the primaries when he wasn't running against anybody. And, you know, how many black people are totally against Black Lives Matter and everything that they're doing. And, you know, saying we're Trump supporters, you know, that it's the usual fake stream media that are trying to build this narrative to say that Trump doesn't stand a chance, to try to persuade people that there's no point in supporting him. Well, it's having completely the opposite effect.
Well, you know, I just want to interject here because on the Shungite show, Craig Stewart, who is from, he was born in Australia, but he's in Spain right now, he made a point to tell Americans that the whole world was watching us. He said it was America that started the alternative thinking, you know, and the rest of the world picked up on it. But that they are absolutely, the rest of the world is with us and, you know, just waiting to see what we do. And what I want to say here is that the President of the United States and his wife, Dolly, I wish you were looking at this to tell me if it's the real one or not.
I be looking. Okay. I can tell from this distance that's not the real guy.
Okay. So
I'm shocked.
But he's walking out of the White House and he's coming down to a crowd, and this crowd is pretty hefty. And I don't see anybody wearing a mask. Not a one of them.
It's just a farce I'm not going to go there.
Dolly, just don't go there, please.
Yes, I'm not.
You know, I mean, I'm trying to tell people that it, what the image, because they don't have this television over there, whoever's watching us on the other side of the world or listening to us, you know. But the imaging is of not people in fear, but people who are there to make a point. We're here together. We're not a fearful group of people. We're not afraid of the virus. We're not wearing the masks. We've come here in, you know, hope and, you know, so it's just a very, very nice image, actually. I think it's him. And she,
which image are you talking about, Nancy?
What?
Which image are you talking about?
I'm watching Fox. They're doing the Salute to America right now.
At the
White House. And interestingly enough, the dress that Melania is wearing reminds me of something from Egypt. It's got an Egyptian feel to it. I find that kind of, I don't look at dresses much, but that image is very interesting.
Anyway. Well, I reckon she communicates through what she wears a lot. And there are people trying to work out what the dress she wore yesterday was all about. And apparently the designer actually committed suicide because he'd been sexually abused as a child, and she thinks it was, people think, oh, it's some way of communicating, you know, what they do, what they're doing against the sex traffickers and the abusers. But I mean, you can go as far down the rabbit hole as you want to and read into things, but she does seem to wear, you know, things that have some symbolic meaning.
Well, maybe it is symbolic. I want to be just absolutely clear, the people that are running cameras and news people seem to have masks on, but nobody else does. And
maybe because they're being seen. Because usually when they're not in front of a camera, they take them off pretty sharpish.
Yeah. Barbara, I know we haven't been talking to you. We've been silently listening. But I love it when you're here because we stay up on this and we, you know, are kind of fanatical about it. But you don't even have a television. So what are you just feeling and hearing from your friends and family and neighbors?
Well,
and yourself, what are you feeling?
I, you know, as you are all talking, I'm just thinking about the little blips that I've run across. And, you know, I've been following a lot of astrology. And I've heard both sides, astrology-wise, that, you know, he's going to make it, but he isn't going to stay in there. He will be reelected, and yet he won't be there for long. Or some people are saying he won't be reelected. However, I'm just thinking about, did you see that 8-minute clip with the general? And he's talking about Q is the president, not is the president, but is with the president and is behind the president. He's talking about Trump is going to win. There's no way he is not going to win. It will happen. So, and he talked about the history of how Trump was asked by the military to run. And, you know, I'm thinking also about, there was a clip, I wish I knew where I was. I don't know if I saved it or if I deleted it. And my sister brought it up a couple of days ago and said, did you see the clip with Trump when he was very young? And he's sitting with, I think, Jay Leno. And I remember this frequently with all the stuff that we hear about Trump or anybody else. I think about this clip where he was being interviewed by Leno. And, you know, he was asked, Trump was asked, if you were president, you know, how would you handle things? I don't remember exactly how he said it or what he said, but Trump's response was so sincere, and it came from a space of someone who was a really good person inside. And so when I hear all this garbage that I think couldn't, I mean, I don't believe any of it. That's why I don't have a television. You know, I think they can make anyone look and sound as if they've said and done anything. It doesn't make any difference what it is. However, when there is Trump as a young man speaking about the country, and I'm not all for, I'm not really for patriotism. I'm not, of course, for the New World Order. Oh, my God, no. But I think that cultural, yes, I am very much for various cultures. I think the different cultures of the world are wonderful. However, he's talking about what needs to be done in America, and he is so sincere, and he is so humble when he's talking. I thought, this is the real guy inside. So I'm very skeptical of everything. I'm a big cynic, but I believe that clip. And I think that he is a good person.
Well, so do I. And I think it's very interesting that, you know, the people that he was connected with before he ran for president were all palsy with him. And yet as soon as he ran for president, they completely turned against him. And it was a constant smear campaign. And it's just got to be that they're shit scared about everything that he's going after, because I believe the same thing. You know, I believe he's a really good person and very dedicated to cleaning this swamp. And, of course, the swamp creatures don't like it. They're panicking like crazy, especially now, I would think, even more so.
Well, another weird thing that happened with Trump in this idea of, you know, the story behind the story. He was with, he was on a Fox, somebody from Fox was doing a walkthrough in the White House. Apparently it's some kind of a serial thing that this guy does, news kind of guy. But he goes into the White House and he's talking to this person and that person. They're talking about the history of this room and that room. And then he gets to be with the president in the Oval Office. And, you know, I mean, you're in the Oval Office with the President of the United States. You've got unlimited amount of things you could talk about. But what happens is that the president goes over to this book that's laying there, and he says, hey, I want to, you know, let's look at this. Oh, I know, the guy said something about the desk. And he said, oh, yeah, let's talk about that desk. And he goes and gets this picture out of John Jr., with the underneath the desk with it opened, you know, and little John John's underneath there. You know that picture, I think, most of you. And then he says, you know, then he goes into the history of the desk and says, you know, this was there was no door there when it was original, but FDR had it put there so that people couldn't see his crippled up legs and he's in a wheelchair or whatever. And so, and then he's down there and he leans over and he's looking in there and he's going like, yeah, that little John John came right out of there. And Dolly and I don't know, cause I don't remember exactly what he said, if he said he's a friend of mine or he was a friend of mine. We should find that tape, Dolly. And
I think he said he's a friend of mine and then corrected himself.
Oh.
To say he was a friend of mine. But I am not sure.
I'm going to try to remember to pull that.
And also, he said something like, and he's going to run for office. And people were saying, did he say that in the present tense or was that in the past tense? So I don't think it was completely clear. There was a lot of speculation going on about whether he said is or was or what have you.
Either he's playing with us people that follow Q and think that JJ's alive. You know, or, you know, oh, yeah, I'll give him something to, you know, nibble here, you know. Who knows? But anyway.
He is very mischievous.
He is, you know? He is.
He'll say things, and it's almost like you can see the twinkle in his eye, you know. It's like what he did with hydroxychloroquine. You know, we said, I know you said it, Nancy, about, you know, I'm right a lot of the time. I'm pretty good at that.
And he was right. They just came out with a new study that is, you know, accepted study. And it proves that if you take the hydroxychloroquine within a certain, you know, in the beginning when you're displaying it, instead of, is what this Dr. Siegel that was talking about, he says, instead of giving it to them when they're outside the door to the morgue, you know, and, you know, that it's highly effective and there's no side effects. So it's exactly what the president, you know, said.
Well, I think they do that deliberately. Just, oh, we've given them hydroxychloroquine and they died, so obviously it doesn't work.
Right, and plus it's not very expensive and it's all over the place. They've got a ton of it. You know, so... And that one, that vaccination, the or treatment, I think, I'm not sure which, the Revital, what was that again? Dolly and I were talking about it. Remember or something? The thing that they
I
all...
I could never say the whole word. Call it the R word.
Yeah, right. The R word. That they were touting as being, you know, oh, this is going to, you know, solve everything. Siegel says, that, well, they, you know, we paid up front for that. Well, it's just wasted money. Well, maybe we can sell it. I thought this was awful. Maybe we can sell it to foreigners. You know, I mean, it was like, oh, my God, you know. But he said, no, that's, you know, he was so excited because he was one of those people that kept saying, you know, when the reports would come out, Siegel would come on and say, no, that's not what happened. That's not what the, you know, research said. You know, so he was continually trying to correct the mainstream media's story about it, but he was so excited that he could say, now in your face, you know, this conforms to everything that you said was wrong with our other ones, and it's saying the same thing. So
let me ask Jan a question.
All right.
Jan, did you see Fauci, I think it was yesterday, on Fox saying something? I don't know what time it was. I think it was in the afternoon that Fauci was on saying something. But what I'm asking you about, did you see him? His face? His
No.
Ad?
I haven't been watching Fox recently, actually. I got a bit tired of it because all it was COVID-19 bullshit.
Yeah, so. I'm with you. I know what you're saying.
Well,
that's as far as I'll go.
What was it about him that, in terms of how he looked?
Well, Nancy wants to stay on the positive, so we can talk about it later.
Dolly, don't do that.
Why?
Well, I saw him. I don't know if it was the same time he was you're talking about. I didn't even have the sound up, and I'm looking at this guy and I'm going, oh my God, this is such a weird visual, because he has stopped wearing his glasses. The last couple of times I've seen him, he didn't have his glasses on, and he looked so thin, his body looked like it didn't fit his head, that his head had gotten too big.
His head got put in a visor.
A vice.
And his skin was completely smooth. And they had packed on makeup, and his eyes were those black hole-type eyes.
And no glasses.
Yeah, no glasses.
Maybe he's got adrenochrome withdrawal as well.
That's what I'm thinking. Because he was looking worse and worse every time. And then all of a sudden, it was when I said to you, Nancy, look at his name. Yeah, because it startled me so much what I was seeing, and I wondered if you had seen that, Jan.
No,
I was startled. My reaction to it was, when I looked at it, I was startled because it looked like a caricature.
Yeah, it didn't even look like him, really.
I'll have to see if I can find a video of it on YouTube.
All I could think of was it looks like a cartoon character.
Yeah, exactly. With the bodies too small and the heads too big.
Yeah.
And does anybody remember seeing him without glasses?
I don't.
I don't think so.
I'm going to have to look up, you know, photos of him and see if he's always got the glasses on in the back. Oh, there's strange things happening out there. So, Barbara, I'm still interested in what your friend. What are you hearing from your friends? I mean, are they feeling like we're under attack? Do they feel like kind of divorced from it? What are they feeling?
There's not a lot of conversation right now among my friends. We're getting together and doing our social distancing. Most of my friends are older, so they're a little nervous. I am wearing a mask when I go out into the grocery store so that I do not spread fear for those who are afraid. I feel like it's respectful to those people that are terrorized. And more people are running around with masks on right now. I'm really surprised because when I got back from being trapped on the island at the end of March, beginning of April, virtually nobody was wearing a mask. And right now, many people are wearing masks, which I find very surprising. Anyway, astrologically, we're in the beginning of everything. We're just practicing for the really big stuff to hit. And my sister in Phoenix that I talked to today talked about Trump was apparently in Phoenix. And she said when he was there, there was this huge circular cloud that was over where it was over part of Phoenix. You can see the horizon and you have long distance vision there. But she said where he was, there was this dark cloud. And she said, I'm convinced. She said, I don't know if it was HAARP. I don't know what it was. But she said, I'm convinced that they were actually putting bugs, virus, whatever, you know, spraying it. And I said, you know, I'm convinced that it's being sprayed. I don't know if it's being sprayed everywhere. But, you know, for a long, long time, they've talked about the chemtrails having bacterial and viral components to it. And, you know, that might not be true either. But that's my take on it. You know, that's my truth. I'm hanging in with that one. She said there were huge amounts of new cases of the bug in Phoenix. And of course, you may have seen the thing where all the news for like 20 minutes of the news, all these various news clips were talking about 33, 33, 33, 33, 33. It's up now 33%. It's up now 33 new cases all over the world. It was interesting. And I don't know. I don't know if it's true, but someone sent that to me and said, what is this? And as you watch all these various news clips of all these newscasters talking about the numbers, as far as presidents, all my friends, I know, we wonder why. No, but all my friends are Republican, almost all of them. I mean, Democrats. And they are still up in arms about the fact that Trump got elected. And, you know, it's like I shut down my mental faculties when we get into these discussions. And, of course, we haven't been meeting a lot, so I haven't heard a lot of them. But they're all very... So I'm not getting what I feel is the true perspective. Most of them are very much wrapped up with PBS and public television, which, of course, is the media geared for the intellectuals. And it's still geared, you know. So that's the perspective I hear from them, and I just don't comment. Once in a while I drop a bomb, but I usually don't. So... I'm convinced he will be elected again from the sources that I hear. And what was it you were just talking about, that there wasn't even going to be anyone running against him? I've even heard things like that at the very last minute there will be some law enacted where there actually won't even be an election. And I think about, did you see Danny and Brinkley and David Wilcock's latest plug for their new class that they're having?
No, but we'll talk about that after the break because we're at the top of the hour. And,
Nancy.
What?
Aquarius has that. It's 2 minutes and 20 seconds. He put in the video of Trump talking about John in the desk.
Okay, good. Good.
It's in the chat room.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to look at that.
Okay, so this is something I put together specifically for the 4th of July. And we're going to open with fireworks.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Minnesota
to the hills of Tennessee,
across the plains of Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.
Everybody be having a good July 4th. This is the Say What Show. It is July 4th, 2020. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Barbara White and Dolly Howard and Jan Shaw. And just before the break, Barbara was about to talk about Danny and Brinkley. Brinkley, you tell it, Barbara. What are you going to talk about?
Oh, well, it was was about 4 hours plus, so, you know, I don't remember all of it. But the gist of it was very positive about the upcoming election. And they talked about the information being released at the very end and how, oh, shoot, I wish there was something else I was going to share about that, which will come back to me. But I'm thinking about astrologically right now. You know, tonight, very shortly, there's going to be an eclipse with the new moon, full moon, sorry. And, you know, if we want to stay up late, we can see it all through the United States. And it falls right on the chart of the United States birth. Not just the 4th of July, but actually the birth chart of the United States. And it also hits Trump very hard. So this next few months for him are probably going to be more challenging than they've been. And you know what amazes me is how does he keep going? How does he keep going under all, I mean, I think about all the impeachment stuff and all the Russian collusion stuff and all the everything they've thrown at that man. How can it possibly be that he can continue? No wonder he looks grumpy. And one of the things, oh, Nancy, I thought of you because supposedly Trump is a reincarnation of Patton.
Yeah, and, I heard that.
Yeah, and
oddly enough, during the last night's speech, he was calling out famous Americans from singers to, you know, industrialists, and he called out George Patton. Dolly texts me, hey, he just called out you, George.
Well, you know, we can have more than one incarnation going at the same time. You
oh,
know,
absolutely. We can have, absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know, you could be Patton and he can be Patton. And they showed a couple of pictures of him, and oh my God, it looked just like Trump with the hat on, you know. And they were talking about prophecies, and there was something, a Russian name, like it sounded like shower cap. And they're giving all this information about who it might be and what it might be. And I thought, God, they're talking about Trump because his hair looks like a shower cap. And that was my thought on it. I don't know. But it was really positive. I'm encouraged. And I, like I said, that clip of him when he was younger, I mean, I'd vote for him anytime, no matter who he turned out to be as he grew up, because the person is a really good person. Again, I was thinking about my friends, and, you know, I'm in a 12-step program, and we don't discuss politics, and we don't discuss religion. We don't discuss anything that is controversial. And that is my major connection. So, you know, all my stuff is more like spirit, mystical stuff, magical things that happen. So I'm really heavy on that kind of thing, along with the astrology. So I don't have a lot of things that I can really share that are terribly controversial, because we just don't go there. So when you talk about my friends, the ones that are here in town, Democrats. So that's about all I have to share on that.
Okay, so we're not going to talk about Brinkley and Wilcock because
Well, I did, and partly because they were positive about the reelection and talking about Trump waits till the very end before he plays his cards, and what a brilliant statistician. Is there such a name? Statistician? A strategist that he is. So that was just one more positive in that direction.
Now, Jean, did you see that show?
No.
I'm going to watch it again because there was a lot of information in there. And
he's had a lot of shows, and it's 4 hours, and I haven't had time to even think about it. But just to go back to what you were saying, Barbara, about how on earth does he keep going, and I just put in the chat room, I think, you know, that this plan is based on exposure. And so, you know, everything they're throwing at him, that's actually causing their downfall. And he knows that the only way to do this is so people can see what they will do. It's just like, you know, the riots and the kneeling to Black Lives Matter and all the rest of this. When they see exactly what these people are capable of, that's what is the reason for so many people turning to Trump, because they're seeing the deep state, you know, show their true colors. So for him, it's, oh, great, you know, exposing themselves again. And I think, you know, he's such a strong person that he doesn't care what people say about him, what people think about him. He's just so focused on this plan, this strategy, and he's got so many people behind him. Not only, you know, the people that are part of the plan, the military and whoever else is involved, but also look at the kind of reception he gets at the rallies. And I know the Tulsa one was completely rigged to try and prove that he didn't have the support that he claimed to have, but it was pretty obvious that that was done deliberately because they're so scared of him. But I think to him, you know, it's worked again. They're exposing themselves. It's all about optics.
Well, you know, Mars has just moved into Aries, and Mars is, you know, can be a lot of things. It can be integrity and new ideas and leadership and initiations of things. It can also be war and swords and blood and anger and rage and riots. And so, you know, astrology doesn't it is not that the planets affect us. It's just that everything is one. And, you know, we are the macrocosm and the microcosm are all the same. And if you could read a drop of water, you could read about the universe if you knew how to read the signs. So it's not like we have this influence that we can't overcome. It shows what's happening. It just shows what's happening. It is the macrocosm. So having Mars move into Aries, which is its home sign, and it gives it lots of strength being where it belongs, you know, it's probably going to heat things up, and it's going to be in Aries for longer than usual. Normally, I think it's like 7 or 8 weeks, but it's going to be in there, I think, till October. I can't remember right now. Looking at all the planets and where they're going and who's retrograde and who isn't and what's happening. By the way, I hope nobody's signing any contracts or buying anything important until after the 12th. Because Mercury is retrograde, and it certainly shows up in electronics and communications and, you know, travels and you name it. But it'll be interesting to see what literally, because Mars is also heat and fire and so is Aries, what heats up in the month of July. And if nothing else, the weather. I mean, it was in the 90s here, almost 100 today, and very humid. And, you know, after my walk, I dripped literally for 45 minutes. It is, so it's not only going to be, I mean, it's going to affect the weather too. So we'll see.
Were you the one that told me that the astrological charts for the assassination time frame of November 23rd on 22nd on 1963 and 9/11 2001 and right now are very similar?
Well, I probably wasn't the one that told you that, but that's true.
And the
Enron crash and the outbreak of World War I and World War II when it first started. Yeah, very similar configurations. This exact configuration that, you know, hit hard, I think, January 4th, where all the great, big, huge, heavy planets lined up in Capricorn. And Capricorn is governments and banking systems and tradition and locked-in forms, things that have been ruling forever. You know, this is all going to get broken up here. And but this is the first time that's happened in something like 26,000 years. Just like that, if I'm not mistaken. And anyways, any in other words, we're in for large changes, especially with government and banking and patriarchal things. So I think it's going to be really exciting. And, you know, I'm not a pessimist. I used to be. I am very cynical about what we're told and what we're given. But I see this as a great opportunity for spiritual growth for us, especially today, tonight. Meditate tonight. And, you know, envision, if you can, some form of visioning world peace and getting along and equality and, you know, just as many positive things as we can emotionally envision when we meditate from now until midnight. If anyone is going to do that, this is a great time to set those beautiful positive intentions in place and will them to be. Because, you know, Nancy, you talk about it all the time. We create our reality. And we can go to the dark and we can be depressed and miserable, or we can stay with the positive. You know, I've studied stuff that says don't even speak what you don't want to manifest. Don't even speak it. And that our thoughts are things and that they're more powerful than our words. How important it is to redirect our thinking. You know, when we come upon something that's negative or dark. And, you know, I thought that same thing when you were talking about Fauci. That was exactly, and I won't even say it, but, you know, I thought the very same thing when you were describing him just before the break. But I don't even want to talk about the you-know-what. I call it the bug because I don't want to give it power. And I don't want to go there. So we shall see. And you are absolutely right. This is a configuration that is powerful and has had always powerful things happen when it comes into alignment, the big heavy planets, Pluto and Saturn conjunction, which means they're right next to each other. Pluto, Jupiter. Jupiter is expansion. Pluto is dirty little secrets and dirty big secrets. And it's, you know, it's pedophilia. It's all the dirty stuff that there possibly can be, the sewer. And it's also transformation and spiritual explosion into the higher realms. So it's just a matter of how we take these things. How do we look at these things? How do we want to interpret them? How do we want them in our world? Where are we going to go?
Well, I'm looking over here at the television, and the president's been speaking for a while.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling you, I'm going to listen to what he said, because he looks like he's on fire.
Oh, boy.
It's not what I saw last night. It's probably a very similar speech, but he's got this, you know, it's earlier in the day, you know, what can I tell you? I don't even remember what Michael Henry Dunn said to me, but my reply to him, he was talking in terms of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and, you know, who are these people? Oh, I think it was some kind of a CNN thing. I might be making it. But it started out, you know, well, Q must be true because he doesn't even believe in Q. Q must be true because CNN is carrying it. And it was sort of like, you know, is Q being supported by Democrats or Republicans? And he's, you know, kind of like tossing this out to me. And my reply is, we belong to the Patriot Party. Okay? And then today, my boss from the grenade launching place, which closed 7 years ago, but he still comes over to have me notarize stuff. And as I was getting out of the car, he said something about the Democrats versus Republicans. And I turned around and I said, I'm going to start a new party. It's going to be called the Patriot Party. And he had this really strange, wow, that's a good idea thing. You know, and this man is he's very hard to read, but it was like, wow, now that sounds right. Now, what would the Patriot Party be? Well, if you kind of like say that the Patriot Party is at least supporting the concept of Q, that there are people behind the scenes that understand and are working, you know, to make us all understand, to come to some really awakening, not get woke, that woke thing is just crazy. Woke is what they're called. Barbara, I don't know if you knew, because I didn't know about this thing, but all of a sudden they started talking about the woke people. And instead of, you know, we're saying wake up, and they say, oh, we're the woke people. So it's all the people that are kind of like, you know, leading us into this anarchist environment, or want to. But the so this party wouldn't have an organization. Q has no organization. The Trumpers don't have any organization. Some of us are Democrats. I'm a Democratic card-carrying Democrat. You know, some of us are Republicans. So it again, there's no Democrat. We're Trumpers. We believe in Trump and the patriots behind him. So you don't really have an organization. But a large portion of the Patriot Party is armed to the hilt because we believe in the second, that the Second Amendment gave us not just the, you know, allows us to have guns, you know, but goes further. It gives us the responsibility to have them to protect the republic. If the federal government goes bad and the state government goes bad and the communities go bad, it's up to the individual militia, the citizens, the type of person that, you know, fought for 8 years and against the most incredible army in the world and won. You know, so it's a responsibility. I mean, yes, I have a rifle. I don't have a rifle. I don't even know where it is. But I have it because I was told by the, you know, that if you want to be in this country, there's an amendment called the Second Amendment. And it tells you that we have to have a militia. You've got to be willing to have a weapon that you can fight back with. And this is the oddest thing that I just found out. So Todd and I were talking about this. This is my ex-boss. And he's in the arms business. Hell, I spent, you know, 15 years working in the same business. And he says to me, you know, Nancy, a lot of people don't know that there is no registry of arms. I said, what'd you just say? And he said, when you've got a weapon, it's not registered anywhere. And I said, but we go through the registration process. He says, yes. And they only hold on to those records for so long before they're destroyed at the state level, but that the only records that are maintained, and they're only maintained for 20 years, is the company that sold you the weapon. I said, so there's no federal register of who's got guns? And he says, no. He said, the Congress put out a law that said there would be no registry of who's got the weapons. So, in fact, there is no way to know how many people in the Patriot Party are actually armed. You know? Because they are patriots. They are the militia. You know, my question is you got all these people on the streets causing all this havoc. How many, you know, I mean, you saw the pictures of the couple that had to defend their property against a crowd of peaceful protesters who had threatened to kill their dog and them, you know, with an AK, an M4 and, you know, a pistol. And, you know, that scene right there, we got to talking about. And I said, well, he was carrying an M4. I said, that was the biggest weapon on the grounds. And Todd commented, yes, and he never pointed it at him. And I said, no, he did not. I said, but his wife was pointing that pistol. And he goes, and that's what terrifies me. And I said, yes, but if the husband has a M4, and he's got a revolver for the wife, hopefully they've gone to the range and, you know, done something with these, that they actually know how to use them. But you've got all these people out there, where's the white supremacist? You know, why aren't the veterans standing up? Why isn't there any backlash? It's because we know there's just, this is just drama. You know, the America that I know, the Americans that have fought for the veterans, all of those people, hell will freeze over before they'll give this country over to the anarchists. And they're not socialists. These people that are burning and looting is anarchist. the people that are protesting, if I were you and paying attention to what's happening, I'd be really pissed off because they are using you for an excuse to be able to hide behind, you know, peaceful protesting, destroying your message. I mean, who's George who? You know, but anyway, the Patriot Party, I think it's there. I mean, the Tea Party, where'd that come from? It came from nowhere except for a few people talking to amongst each other. And it had no organization initially. And so you got, oh, yeah, I agree with that. And it got bigger and bigger until it was able to influence the midterm election. And then by the time we get to the main election, they were a prominent player. So you're talking a matter of, you know, like 3 years, this party went from nothing to being, you know. So, again, it's not a matter of Republican or Democrat. Are you a patriot or are you not? So I'm declaring that we have, you know, we're going to have this Patriot Party. All you have to do is when they say, are you Republican or Democrat, you say, I'm a patriot. Smile, don't explain it. Anyway.
Well, I've got Stars and Stripes flip-flops on today.
You got what?
My Stars and Stripes flip-flops on today.
Well, I've got my Trump troll right here beside me. Did you hear about the Trump troll?
No.
Yeah, Lee Brown sent me a Trump troll. You know the trolls with the weird hair and everything?
Uh-huh.
You remember from the 60s? Well, I don't know. You're British. I don't know if you had them over there, but, you know, I think it started out in the 60s. I
mean, they came from Sweden, and my aunt was Swedish, and I visited Sweden several times in my teens. And, yeah, I had trolls, you know, collected them. So, yeah, very aware of them.
Well, this is a Trump troll. let me just. I did this last week too, but it's so good. Okay, so I'll show the picture in the promo thing or last week's. It's on last week's, but it comes in a box and he's a little podium and he's talking and he's got his hand up and his hair is in the, you know. But at the back of it, listen to this. Legend has spread all over the land through forest, valley, and knoll, of a golden-haired mythical figure known as President Trump, the Troll. His ideas, he said, are tremendous and huge, and then went on to explain that by voting for him, he'd surely win and make America great again. I love it. Yeah, Trump troll.
Look for one of these.
Well, Lee Brown bought, and then, you know, because she hates Trump. But she bought it anyway to give to me. And then she fell in love with the troll. Oh, dear. But she still sent it to me, but went back for more, and there wasn't any. So it's under the collectibles category, age 13 and above. And it's called President Trump Troll, Hair to the Chief. Oh, wait a minute. There's a website number here. WildHairCreations.com. That's wildhaircreations.com. Dolly, you can get your own.
What?
Troll. I just gave you.
Okay.
I'll send you the link. Apparently, there's a website on the package. Okay. I just saw it. So, because she was all jealous last week. I had the troll.
I just did a search. You can get them on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So, yes, Patriot Party. Why not?
It's a good idea.
Well, you know, because I do not adhere to a lot of the Republican platforms and rhetoric, but I support President Trump, and I specifically support him for the fact that I consider him to be a representative of compassionate capitalism. Now, we've got capitalism that's run by greedy people that don't give a crap about anything except how much money's in their bank, in their account. But when you're talking in terms of capitalism that is being executed with the concept that the worker is just as important as the head guy, that we're all in this together, and that we work it together, because the concept of capitalism is really, really simple. It's been the thing that's made it all go. You know, you need, I've got, what do you pay for? I mean, that's basic way economies start up and run. But when they start to muck with your mind so that you think, I need that, when you don't need it at all, but you're willing to pay a lot of money for something you don't need because you've been programmed with all of the technological ways they can do it, and by altering the very fabric of society, beginning in the schools, you know, changing history, taking out civics so people don't even understand their own country. Oh, we've got more things in the air. The president stopped speaking, and now there's helicopters, lots of them.
They're doing a show.
Yeah.
They started from way back when, and they went through all the big events and showed the airplanes that were at the big events, like the wars.
The older planes.
This is Vietnam now.
Yeah. Yeah. They're flying the... It's interesting. Well, you know, at one point I saw this thing way up in the sky, and the president was looking, and the first lady was looking, and I'm going, oh man, is this a spacecraft coming in? I'm getting really excited. I didn't say anything. I'm getting really excited. And it's getting, you know, and it's like really tiny, but, you know, and all of a sudden I realize this guy's in parachutes. Oh, shit. It wasn't spacecraft at all, but it sure was funny looking aircraft. Guys in parachutes. Anyway. Whoop, and now we got another jet.
Mount Rushmore. There was a big to-do thing about Mount Rushmore. What was going on there?
That's what I keep talking about last night, that they went to there and he spoke, and there was about 7,000 people in a venue that was right in front of Rushmore. And Dolly had been there, and I said, Dolly, was that stage and all the seats ever there when you were there? And she said, no. And they look like this. It's either been refurbished if it's been there before, but it certainly was. It was, and with the Rushmore Mountain right behind it, it was very impressive. And you know, you were talking about clouds there a little bit ago, Barbara.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where I saw it, but there is a photograph that somebody who was in line ready to go into this. And they had, it was like a, you know, their camera thing, and they were looking at the clouds, and the clouds were really weird. I mean, I've seen pictures of these before, but they're recent things. It's not something that I remember seeing until very recently, and it's like, I can't even explain it. It's a cloud layer that's got like all these little bulging balls out of it. It's really bulbous, and it was very dark. And the person on the YouTube, or I think it was put up on Facebook, but they were saying, you know, is this the storm? Is the storm upon us? You know, so you knew this was definitely somebody that knew Q and Trump, you know. But that was what we were talking about. We were kind of disappointed because they were, last year they said that, you know, there's going to be fireworks at Rushmore, and John Jr. would have been introduced as being alive, and, you know, it was going to be a big thing. And so we didn't know what was going to happen, because it wasn't like, Q will tell you about something in the future that doesn't turn out when he says it. It is in the future. He doesn't present it as something in the future. He just makes a statement. You assume it's Rushmore this year. No, it wasn't 19, you know, but they did it in 20, but it was not. We weren't impressed. Dolly and I weren't impressed.
So did they have fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they did have fireworks, because I'd heard that they weren't going to have fireworks.
Yeah, no. And there, okay. I didn't hear anything about anything burning. The president says, what's going to burn? It's rock. Yeah. It struck me funny.
But there's a lot of forest around it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had a neighbor who lived there for at least I don't know, 15 years. And every New Year's and every 4th of July, he would shoot off a whole bunch of really heavy-duty fireworks. And the next day, I'd find, you know, firework guts all over my yard, but it never started a fire. So it would seem easy, but I don't think it's that easy. Because these, anyway, I don't think there was a fire. But they were ready for it, if there was.
Anon, who I think is Joan, in chat room saying, how do the Native Americans view Independence Day? I had texted Nancy, I can see where the Indians would not be too happy with the speech Trump gave. He really didn't mention them at all.
Yeah, I agreed with her. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think he just doesn't want to get into the subject of it. Because he always seems to be avoiding any support specifically of the Native Americans. And I don't think he's an uncaring man. I think it might be one of those situations that in the end he's going to appreciate who they are. You know, but he doesn't want to cloud the issues. Because I can't believe that he would be that unconcerned, you know, Dolly?
I would hope not. They sacrificed a hell of a lot.
It seems like I remember something about him saying, you know, I can only go after one issue at a time. When that was brought up somewhere that I saw.
That's kind of the way I felt about it, too. So, anyway, yeah, they're still flying different. Okay, now, if they're going to... Now, this is a great scenario, you know? You got all these planes and all this, putting them all out there, and now he's going to end it with saying, you know, and this is the newest aircraft in our arsenal. It's a space vehicle, and they're going to fly it on it. I can't
believe that's funny, because that's what I thought was, you know, maybe would happen. Maybe.
But see, I want it to happen. I really want that to happen. Because,
well, you know, why did they release that comment that he made with his son when his son was asking about Roswell, you know?
And why did they put the Star Trek emblem on the Starfleet Space Force flag?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, I mean, we know it's coming.
But I want it to come right now. Because if he flies one of those things over there, and then he turns to the American people and he says, there's a new technology, relax. You know, we got this. And, you know, who cares about Biden and the Democrats? He's just giving you a future based on new technology. I mean, the thing has to do some fancy stuff, you know, I mean, impress people. But they may just introduce that. I mean, this is too perfect a scenario. Wow, those are interesting. Oh, I'm sorry. I should turn this television off. I'll get lost into the visuals. They're good visuals. Anyway, okay, so we got 20 minutes left here. Jan, was there any other subject that you thought you might have brought up that you didn't?
Actually, I had a few things. Let me find my notes.
While Jan is looking for her notes, I just want to mention the thing about the television and getting lost in it. And one of the reasons I don't have one is because I don't care what is going on. If the television is on, I don't care how fascinating the conversation is. I don't care how beautiful the people are that are sitting in the room with me. I am magnetically drawn to that single eye. I watch my grandson, and he sits there with his mouth open and his eyes are glazed over when he's watching these kid programs. And I'm thinking, what in the world is being transmitted at this time to that child and to me, to all of us. Something is, and we know already, I mean, we know there's stuff transmitted. But when I see what happens to me when I'm in the room with the television going, and when I look at my grandson, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. All right, I've said my piece. And did you find your notes, Jan?
Yes, I did. And I had quite a few things on the list. One of them was Biden and his announcement that he's going to follow the doctor's orders and will not hold any rallies. I thought that was interesting. There's a Q post about it, 4551. Q says, well, there's a link to the Gateway Pundit article, and Q says, how do you prevent public embarrassment, real lack of crowd size? How do you continue the con, re-fake polling lead? How do you support mail-in ballot election fraud? Election, you know, in quotes, election was not rigged. All polls show Biden had double-digit lead versus POTUS, example. Who benefits the most? Is this about the virus or the election? I mean, they're really trying to keep him under wraps because, you know, every time he appears, it makes this claim that he's leading in the polls absolutely ridiculous. And then there's another one, 4561, Biden and DNC outraged Trump and RNC during blockbuster fundraising month. And, of course, there's been a lot that's come out about how Black Lives Matter donations are taken through Act Blue, and Act Blue has given so much in donations to the Democrat candidate. So they're funneling this, the money that comes through BLM to the D's, and that's why they've got all this money, you know, to Biden and the DNC. So it's all a big con. And I think there's still likely to be a switch of who is actually running, because Biden can't string two thoughts together, never mind words or sentences. So cognitively challenged, I think.
I think didn't the president challenge him on that? And then wasn't there a post, you know? I've aced the same thing if that's what test he's taking. I've aced that one, you know, something to that effect. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah, right. there was a bit on COVID-19. There was a report out by the Washington Post about that was basically saying the test kits were contaminated with the virus. And, you know, you have to question whether that was deliberate or not. There's a couple of Q drops I've made a note of. Let me just find them. 4538, is China working on starting another virus pandemic? Fear, yeah, and 4537, COVID-19 wave 2 fear push will end right after the 2020 presidential election. I think that's unless Trump wins, in which they'll continue to try everything, unless they're all taken down by now. 4546. They sent positive COVID-19 patients from Mexico into California to reignite the virus. I mean, there's so many reports about, you know, deaths being reported as COVID-19, even when it has absolutely nothing to do with it. There's a post by somebody on Facebook, I think, I can't remember who it was, that said, I knew somebody who'd been killed in a car accident. I don't know if it was a relative. And they put down the cause of death as COVID-19. And we've seen various memes about, you know, man killed by shark, cause of death, COVID-19 and things like that. I mean, it's farcical, but it's actually happening. And they've completely rigged the numbers to, you know, continue this fear. And, you know, there's so much information about how masks are A, useless, and B, harmful. I mean, I refuse to wear a mask because I think, and I know you have a different view, Barbara, but to me, it's almost confirming that the fear is justified. If I go without a mask, it's nothing to do with whether I, you know, disrespect the other people. It's more about my statement that I'm not afraid. I believe I'm immune because, you know, that's the way I operate. It's all about creating your own reality. And I won't comply with this control mechanism. I mean, I went into the post office weeks ago, and I saw a notice on the window saying, you are required to wear a mask. And I was really furious. I thought, this is ridiculous. And anyway, I complied. I put a mask on. It was a bandana, and I went in, and they got this, you know, screen up of this. It wasn't even plexiglass. It was just like plastic. And then the little town that I live in, Bayfield, actually voted against mandating masks, which is great. So they took a survey of people in, you know, that lived here and then voted against it. So I went to the post office this week and I thought, I'm just not going to wear one. And everybody else but me had a mask on. And I went in and went up to the counter and posted my package. I never got challenged at all. And there's a lot of support for that position in terms of not complying with the mask wearing. Durango, just, you know, a few miles away, mandated masks and extended it indefinitely, and there's a lot of people up in arms about that. So there's a lot of support, and I think this is happening everywhere. And it's interesting, Trump had said something about masks and supporting masks, and even talked about mandating masks. And I think when people were thinking, what on earth is he saying that for? I think he was doing this not because he would mandate masks, but he knows how many people are objecting to this. And he wants the governors to do it, just like he's allowed the governors to do everything else. Because then the people will rise up against the governors who are supporting this lockdown and control agenda. They won't be rising up against Trump. It's another exposure strategy. So, I mean, obviously they're pushing this second wave because they want to disrupt the election. They want to continue the meltdown of the economy. And as Q said, is it about the virus or is it about the election? Well, it's about the election. And, of course, they're trying to call out Trump on this Russian bounty story about the Russians paying Afghanistan people to, you know, kill American troops. But interestingly, Schiff was briefed about this months ago and never arranged a briefing with the committee or whatever, and now he's calling out Trump for not not doing anything about it. So it's another Schiff shoot yourself in the foot operation, and definitely shifty Schiff trying to call out Trump. I mean, they'll find anything to try and discredit this man. It's quite amazing, really. And there were a lot of posts by Q that were very much about, you know, don't allow the mass media to mind control you independently, you know, all on the same lines about the movement being about critical thinking and don't be brainwashed, et cetera, et cetera. So there was a lot I didn't get a chance to cover, but I think the Maxwell story was the important one at this point. So there you have it.
So the Maxwell thing, it's the beginning of more again, and we've got all sorts of geopolitical things happening. But what are we detecting from an energetic, you know, metaphysical? Barbara's feeling good about the astrology. How are you guys feeling about the energies? I mean, do you feel like there's doom and gloom, or do you feel like there's like, oh, I don't know what the hell is happening, or is it, I feel like something good is going to happen?
I definitely think something good is going to happen. I mean, to me, you know, I focus on, as you know, I've said this multiple times, you know, I focus on the signs that are positive. And the fact that these things are coming out, how can you resolve something if it's hidden? And this has been hidden for generations. You know, it goes back centuries, this sacrifice and all the rest of it. You know, it's only relatively recently that it started to come out into the public domain. So I'm thankful, you know, horrific as it is, that it's actually coming to people's attention. And obviously, you know, this is a major focus for Trump and the White Hats, because, I mean, he signed the executive order to seize the assets of anybody involved in human trafficking and sex trafficking and, you know, human rights violations and everything else, which, you know, is one of the central pillars of what the deep state does. And I'm just encouraged by seeing how many people are showing support for Q and showing support for Trump, and how desperate the deep state actually is. You talk about panic in DC, but when you see what they're doing, they are so desperate, they'll try anything. So I'm greatly encouraged, and I honestly think Trump will just win by a landslide without any doubt. So that's my take.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but if somebody called me or asked me to tell them who I want to vote for, I wouldn't tell them. I just wouldn't tell them. You know, it's like, no, I'm not going to play that poll game. Yeah. So I think that a lot of people, you know, just wouldn't participate in the polls that are Patriot Party people.
I've seen that reported, actually, somewhere, that Trump supporters won't participate in the polls.
Yeah.
So, I tell them it's right. None of their damn business, and hang up. But I'm a bitch.
So
no, you're not. Oh, you, come on.
No, she's a bitch.
I can't vote anyway. Not till I get citizenship should I ever tread that path. But,
well, yeah, but you vote by telling the truth, getting the truth out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, not true. Just what they've been told by mainstream media, but, you know, there's an awful lot of other sites that you can look to that are going to give you a different view of things. And that's why I love listening to you, because you know, you're like the, well, you must be a Patriot Party network. What would we call that?
Well, the Q network.
The Q network. There we go. Oh, isn't that already taken? Isn't that, what is it? geez, that sounds so familiar. Maybe it's a future thing. Maybe the Q Network is what we need to do. We'll just rename ourselves the Q Network. By the way, people should know that there are a number of small businesses. I don't know how big the businesses might be, but there are businesses that if you put in the coupon Q, just Q, you'll get the best deal they've got. Cosmic Reality, all of the stores that you know Derek has, they if you put the Q coupon in, you'll get 10% off your entire order.
Cool, I'll have to try that.
And the reason that well, I the first time I heard it was on a Q post. Somebody said, "Hey, my pillow guy is giving away the discount if you put a Q in." And that's what I do. I put the Q in, I get the discount, but it worked. And then I said something to Derek, and he said that he was doing it in the stores, that there were a lot of small businesses. He said it's not being publicized as such, but, you know, it is an indicator that the Q phenomena is prevalent throughout the society. So that was interesting to me.
Thriving.
Say again?
Alive and well and thriving.
Right. So if you're going to go to a store, just put the Q and see if it works. You got nothing to lose. You know, they say you got a coupon, just put a Q in, see if it takes. Who knows?
It's a coupon.
Yeah, a coupon. That's right. A coupon. So we got 2 minutes left. Barb, you want to just, you know, give a message to our listeners?
Well, as I sit here looking at these eclipse charts, all the planets are on one half of the chart, meaning that there's only one asteroid on the other side of the chart. And so that tells me that there's going to be something of extreme that's being set off with this eclipse tonight. Being on one side, it would be one-sided or extreme or not well-balanced. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but I think we're going to have some extreme things happening, and I'm sure some of them are going to be very positive for them that are woke.
Let's hope they're woke.
Yeah, me too.
No UFOs.
No UFOs. Oh. Well, they're coming, you know. Astrologically, people are saying we're going to get all kinds of information about new technology before the end of the year. So we'll see, because Uranus is involved in that, or Uranus, as ever you care to say it. That's new technology. So we'll see.
Oh, man, I feel for all you people that might be hearing your neighbors setting off a tremendous number of fireworks because they didn't have anything else to do. That's scaring the crap out of your dog that is now hovering underneath the desk. Oh, and yeah. Earlier, I knocked something, and he took off running like I was like, I felt so bad. I mean, I just banged something a little bit, you know. Oh, my God, it's right over my head. Nearly turned me around the chair as he went by, you know. So I feel bad for all those dogs and cats and the animals out there that are going, they've lost their minds again.
And the folks that try to go to bed and they run them all night long. Oh, my.
And I'm hoping any here because, you know, we've got fire bans in places. And Keisha doesn't like it at all. Last year, she went and hid behind the bed, and I went and sat with her because she doesn't like them at all. So I'm hoping tonight we might have a reprieve and not have them.
Well, he's actually doing good because he's got his thunder vest on, which I highly recommend, thunder vests. And I also gave him a dose of cannabis oil that you can get at the pet store. It doesn't get them psychically, doesn't make them stoned. But it relaxes him, and it actually does work, because he is out here, and if he was as scared as he normally is, he'd be under the bed shaking.
Yeah, I haven't got any CBD oil. It's something I need to get, but I use Rescue Remedy for her as well.
And that works amazingly well, too. I keep forgetting. I used to use it religiously. And I just got, you know, you get away from something. But when we were over at Sandy's house, when we had the flood, there was a something started him up, and she just gave him some rescue remedy, and he immediately calmed down. So I've got to get myself some of that.
Yeah, I used to use it for my horse and me, actually, when we were going through our challenging times together. So
yeah, and you can use it for yourself, yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you want to say goodnight, Jan?
Yeah, good night, and thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been great to be on the show again, Nancy. Thank you for inviting me, and it's been fun. And happy Independence Day, and keep the faith. I think that's the main thing. Keep the faith. I think this is all going to unfold exactly the way we want it to.
Better than what we thought it could.
I'll second that.
Dolly, you want to say goodnight?
Good night. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks, Jan and Barb and Nancy. And I'll be talking to you next time I talk to you.
Okie dokie. Be safe, everybody. Thank you so much.
Good night, and thank you.
Say What? Say What Radio Show. With no agenda, it's always a surprise. But if we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.